Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. Now, I've been hanging on today, trying to find a quiet time to record because the church bells have been going mad. Our church bells ring out if someone has died to tell the village that someone local has died. And then they also ring out when there's a funeral on as well as every 15 minutes to tell the time. So it's been a little bit noisy this morning, but it seems to have calmed down now. Okay, on this day in Tudor history, Sunday the 6th of November 1541, Catherine Howard, Henry VIII's fifth wife, was abandoned by her husband the King at Hampton Court Palace. Now, poor Catherine would never see her husband again. Charles de Marillac, the French ambassador, recorded how Sir Thomas Audley, who was Henry VIII's Lord Chancellor, and the Duke of Norfolk, who was, of course, Catherine's uncle, as well as being a prominent member of the King's Council. These two men were at Hampton Court Palace that Sunday morning. And he also recorded that the King had dined at a little place in the fields near the palace on pretext of hunting. So Henry VIII was also near and at Hampton Court Palace. But that night, the King returned to London, and he's recorded as meeting with his council from midnight until 4 or 5 a.m. on the Monday. So very long and protracted council meetings. Marillac went on to write that these lords have been ever since in council morning and evening, the King assisting, which he is not wont to do, and they show themselves very troubled, especially Norfolk, who is esteemed very resolute and not easily moved to show by his face what his heart conceives. These things must be due to some object of great importance. Now, Marillac didn't know what this object was. He explained how it was rumoured that the council and the King were meeting regarding bad news from Ireland, or news that Scotland was about to make war on England, or even that certain lords who have managed the finances were about to get into trouble for deeds they'd done. Marillac concluded that it must actually be about the King wanting to change his wife, as he'd heard that the Queen is newly accused of being entertained by a gentleman while she was in the home of the old Duchess of Norfolk, mother of Lord William, and because physicians say she cannot bear children. So he said that later when he'd heard sort of various rumours about, you know, he was an ambassador. He wanted to know why on earth the King of England was having all these long meetings. Marillac also recorded how Queen Catherine's brother had been banished from court without any reason, and he also recorded that men had been ordered to guard the Queen and her ladies in their chambers at Hampton Court Palace. Now, by this time, we know now that the claims of John Lascelles and his sister Mary Hall regarding Catherine Howard's past relationships with both Henry Mannox and Francis Derham had been confirmed. And Derham had confessed to knowing Catherine carnally many times. I think you know what carnally means. Her husband, the King, was said to be devastated, and he certainly did not want to see his wife after these claims had been made. Now, on the same day that the King abandoned his wife at Hampton Court Palace and rode off to London to Whitehall, Catherine received a visit from Thomas Cranmer, who was Archbishop of Canterbury. So we've got some hissing cats going on. She received a visit from the Archbishop of Canterbury, Lord Chancellor Audley, and her uncle, the Duke of Norfolk, who must have been in quite a tricky position. Also, Charles Brandon, Duke of Suffolk, and Bishop Stephen Gardiner. These men, this delegation, informed Queen Catherine of the allegations that had been made against her. But Catherine was very stubborn at this point, very calm. She denied absolutely everything. She denied these claims, and she wouldn't be drawn into a discussion on it. So the men kind of left empty-handed. It would be the next day that she'd make a confession to Archbishop Cranmer. Now, according to legend, before King Henry VIII left Hampton Court Palace for Whitehall, Catherine managed to escape from her chambers. And the wind's blowing. I don't know whether the microphone will pick it up, but that sounds very spooky, the wind blowing outside. Catherine managed to escape from her chambers, and it is said that she ran down the gallery, the long gallery there, to try and speak to the king, who was hearing mass in the chapel. The legend goes on to tell of how she was caught before she had a chance to explain herself to the king, and that she was taken back to her chamber screaming. And that is apparently why a ghostly form can be seen at times drifting down the gallery, which is now known as the Haunted Gallery, and that this figure has a ghastly look of despair on its face and makes the most unearthly shrieks. That's how the Hampton Court Palace Historic Royal Palaces website describes it. So those are the stories concerning this ghost, this apparition. But in reality, as historian David Starkey points out in his book on Henry VIII's six wives, Catherine was unaware of her husband's departure from the palace and what was going on. So it's a great ghost story, but it probably didn't happen, although those that have seen this ghostly apparition might say otherwise. Now, if you want to find out about Catherine Howard, her life, her short time as queen, and her downfall and sort of legacy and portraiture and all sorts of things, then I would highly recommend Gareth Russell's absolutely fantastic biography on her, which is called Young and Damned and Fair. Not only is it highly readable, and I love Gareth Russell's style, I've been lucky enough to attend many talks by him. Not only is it highly readable, but it is so well referenced. The notes and bibliography are so useful to those of us who like to dig a bit deeper. You can also read Cranmer's reports of sort of the goings on of this period in the remains of Thomas Cranmer. The remains not being his body, but the remains being his writings. The bell just rang out for poor Catherine Howard being abandoned by Henry VIII on this day in Tudor history. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.